أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد جئتمونا فرادى كما خلقناكم أول مرة وتركتم ما خولناكم وراء ظهوركم وما نرى معكم شفعاءكم الذين زعمتم أنهم فيكم شركاء لقد تقطع بينكم وضل عنكم ما كنتم تزعمون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 95 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the previous ayah gave us a glimpse of those people that opposed the wahi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fabricating lies upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the time of their death, how the malaika will extract their ruh. Here Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَى. Certainly you come to us furada, you come to us alone. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about the day of Qiyamah. How would man appear in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat? One single word that Allah Ta'ala uses in this part of the ayat is furada, you will come alone. There will be no family members with you that will be accompanying you when you stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Secondly, all your wealth, whatever you have accumulated, all of it will be left behind, and you will have to leave all of it and come alone to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, whatever your accomplishments were in so far as akhirat, that will accompany you and that will be of avail to you. In one hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about a dual dimension of a person that leaves this world. When his ruh is being taken away, the malaika will begin to ask each other, what has this person sent forth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In other words, the malaika will be questioning each other, wanting to know what are the amal of this individual. An insan that he has left behind, they will be asking about his mal, they will be asking about his wealth. What is this estate worth? How much he has left? What is the trust worth? And all of that will be the questions of the people of the world. The questions of the people of the sky will be different. Then in one hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes that a person will come to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He will stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ask that individual that, I had given you wealth in this world. What has happened to you? What has happened to all of that? Insan will reply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I worked with this wealth, I accumulated, I multiplied. However, I left all of it behind. If you give me the opportunity, I will go and fetch it. In other words, that wealth was not spent in the path of Allah ta'ala. If it was spent in the path of Allah, it would have been there with him at that particular time. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ask him the second question, that I sent you in the world, where are your amal? Again he will reply, oh my Allah, you had given me all this ni'mats, I had left all of it behind. If I'm given the opportunity, I will go and bring it. In other words, I would now work with that wealth and I will earn my akhirah. But Allah ta'ala says, kama khalaqnakum awwala marra. One is furada, you will come independently of all the wealth, independently of all the fame and honor, independently of all the people of this world. Like how would you come? Kama khalaqnakum awwala marra. Like how we had created you the first time. The first time when we created you and you left the womb of your mother, then like the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will come totally, absolutely unclothed. Here Allah Ta'ala is emphasizing that not even your clothes will be with you, all of it will be left. In this world you could have adorned the best of clothing, there on the day of Qiyamah, not even one thread, not even a piece of cotton that will be upon you. Number two, you will come barefooted, and in the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will come uncircumcised. Exactly like how you came into this world. That is how a person will appear on the day of Qiyamah. وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ. And you would have left Whatever we had bestowed upon you as a blessing, وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ, behind your backs. Behind your backs mean you've left it behind. None of it will come except obviously what a person spends in the path of Allah Ta'ala, not only by way of wealth, the time that we spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, the intellectual resources that Allah Ta'ala has given us, we utilize it for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, all of that will be of avail, otherwise everything will be left behind. Now that is the general condition of insan. Particularly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those that feel that they will have some kind of intercession, that they will be able to produce by Allah Rabbul Izzat, by and large the Quraysh of Makkah, and by and large people in this world, other religions, other faiths may have the similar belief. Nadhr bin Harith was one example that he would say to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if this Qiyamah is all true, we would have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala, then Lat, Manat and Uzza, the three famous idols of Makkah, they will intercede for me on my behalf in the courts of your Allah. Hence Allah says, وَمَا نَرَى مَعَكُمْ شُفَعَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّهُمْ فِيكُمْ شُرَكَى. And we will not see with you your shufa'a, your intercessors. That intercessors, that idols that you had worshipped, thinking that it will intercede for you on behalf of yourself in front of Allah Ta'ala, alladhina za'amtum, that which you had made a firm claim, annahum fikum shuraka, that you used to say that these are your shuraka, these are your partners, that you would ascribe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would not see all of that on the day of Qiyamah. There will be no Lat, Manat and Uzza. If a person had felt that he would have anything else to intercede or anybody else to intercede, there will be no one to intercede but those whom Allah ta'ala would give permission on the day of Qiyamah. لَقَدْ تَقَطَّعَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Another very firm confirmation of what is above, emphasis of what is above, Allah Ta'ala says, certainly whatever is between you will all be cut off. In other words, all the intercessors that you had in mind that will intercede on your behalf in the path of Allah, all of that will be cut off from you. There will be no, like we say, no strings attached. There will be nothing and no one that will be of any avail. وَضَلَّ عَنْكُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. And those claims that you had made will all be lost to you. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in one single ayat, Allah ta'ala gives us this very graphic picture and image of the day of Qiyamah. And the two lessons that we need to take is furada, we are going to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala all alone. And secondly, the way we came into this world, that is an example for us. That is how we are going to stand in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.